Welcome everyone to the conference call dedicated to the discussion on the financial results of the Agora Group in the second quarter of this year. My name is Grzegorz Kosakowski. I'm here with Nina Grabosz, our IR Director. During this presentation, I would like to focus on key developments in advertising market in the second quarter and certainly how they influenced our decision about our estimates of the ad market in the whole 2014 year. Then financial results of the whole group, and also contribution of particular business segments to our financial or group financial results. After the presentation, we are ready to take your questions. Please refer to page three of our presentation, where we discuss the situation in the ad market in the second quarter. In the second quarter, advertisers increased again their expenditures. The value of advertising market grew by 2.5% year-on-year to circa about 2 billion zlotys. It is worth noticing that the dynamics of the decrease in press advertising slowed down, and majority of advertising market segments noted a dynamic growth in ad spend. Advertisers spent most of their advertising budgets in television, and the value of TV advertising grew by 5.5% year-on-year. A fast growth of 7% was also seen in online ad spend, the reason being mainly growth of ad spend in search engines, where we see the growth of 5%, video advertising, which is up by 23.5%, but please remember about the low base of this portion of the market, and display advertising increased by 4.5%. Radio advertising ad spend grew by almost 6%, outdoor advertising grew by over 0.5% year-on-year, and further declines in press advertising had a negative impact on the value of the total advertising market. Advertisers limited their expenditure in dailies by 16.5% and in the magazines by 12%. Changes in the value of advertising expenditure in each of the ad market segments influenced the share of each of the medium in the advertising market pie. The recovery in the advertising market was visible in the majority of advertising market segments. Taking this into account, we decided to revise our estimates of the advertising market dynamics in 2014. We present our current estimates on page 4 of our presentation. According to our current estimates, total advertising expenditure in Poland in 2014 may grow by 1 to 3% year-on-year. The uptake in total advertising market comes from the potentially higher advertising expenditure in television. We estimate that the value of television advertising may increase by 3 to 6%. We also raised estimates for radio advertising to 4 to 7%. The only segment in which we reduced our previous estimates for advertising market growth was cinema, but please remember that this segment is relatively small in the total pie. We maintained our estimates at the same level in other advertising market segments. Let us now move on to discussion of the financial results of the group on page 5. In the second quarter, the level of the group's revenue was influenced by a number of external factors, including stabilization of advertising market in Poland, decline in printing press circulation, and low cinema attendance. In these market conditions, we implemented initiatives which resulted in growth of advertising revenues in the majority of the group's business segments. Partial inhibition of Gazeta Wyborcza copy sales revenue drop dynamics and increase in revenue from copy sales of the group's monthlies, an increase in other sales line resulting from, among others, from the distribution of the movie Powstanie Warszawskie. On the other hand, the group noted a decrease in ticket sales revenues due to lower audience share, smaller share of 3D movies, and large number of tickets sold to group audiences, mainly schools. The revenues from sales of printing services to external clients were at a comparable level in comparison to the second quarter of previous year. At the same time, the operating cost of the group grew by 1.2% year-on-year to almost 271 million zlotys. This growth mainly resulted from higher staff costs related to development projects executed in our group. On the other hand, the cost of raw materials, energy, consumables, and printing services decreased due to the lower volume of production for cold set printing services. other cost positions remained relatively flat year on year. As a result, the group closed the second quarter with positive operating result on the EBIT level, and the net loss amounted to 1.5 million. The level of the group net result was also affected by the loss incurred by Stopklatka, our TV operation company, which we consolidated by the equity method. Using this occasion, I would like also to say that this television company, meaning Stopklatka, achieves its business targets, and we are positive about the performance of the company, and we think that it should succeed in achieving its audience and profitability targets as we presented previously. Now let's have a closer look at the results of the group's business, starting certainly with our press operations. Please refer to page 6 of our presentation. The operating result of the press segment was under pressure of the decline in ad spend in dailies. The value of ad budgets in the second quarter of this year in press declined by 16.5%. The total revenue of the segment decreased by 8% to over 80 million zlotys. The main reasons included drop in advertising revenue by 12.7%. The biggest decrease in the ad sales revenues could be seen in Gazeta Wyborcza, down by 8 million in the second quarter. It is worth mentioning that Metro, our free daily, performed far better than most of the dailies in the market. It noted a growth of display advertising. It was possible due to a new strategy of flexible targeted distribution. The copy sales revenue of the segment increased by 0.3% year on year, mainly due to higher revenues generated by our monthlies and slower drop dynamics of copy sales revenue of Gazeta Wyborcza. The operating cost of the segment increased by almost 3% year on year. The most important reason was higher year on year staff cost, which is related to the introduction of the metered paywall system in Gazeta Wyborcza and our digital subscription offer. Talking about this initiative, meaning the subscription offer, digital subscription offer, please refer to the next slide. In February, Gazeta Wyborcza, as the first daily in Poland, introduced metered paywall system, which is a system of limited access to its digital content. It allows readers to read free of charge 10 articles per month. After exceeding the limit, the readers may purchase one of the three packages of digital subscription. For half a year, we have been gathering valuable know-how of this initiative, very innovative method of digital content distribution. What is worth specially noting, we are implementing new solutions and ideas to propagate and develop this method of paid content consumption. Our latest developments, such as improving of the purchasing path, proved to be successful. As at the end of June of this year, Gazeta Wyborcza had 15.1 thousand active digital subscribers. It includes monthly, quarterly, and annual annual subscriptions purchased on the websites related to Gazeta Wyborcza and Piana International and some other bookstores, and also applications for smartphones and tablets in all the available operating systems. What is worth especially noting, we are happy to observe the change in the structure of sold digital subscription packages. The number of people who pay a regular price for access to digital content of Gazeta Wyborcza is systematically growing. At the end of June, 77% of all paid subscriptions were purchased at the regular price. The most popular package among subscribers of digital content of Gazeta Wyborcza is a monthly bundle. We are especially glad that more and more readers place confidence in our product and purchase longer subscription. Now let's move on the results of the movies and books segment, which we present on the page 8 of our presentation. In the second quarter, the segment's revenue grew by 4.4% year-on-year due to the following factors: higher by 25% revenues for advertising sales. The growth is resulting mainly from the network expansion. Also higher by 12% concession sales, positively affected by the price increase in cinema bars. A decrease in revenues generated by special projects. Last year, this division released a DVD with the movie Drogówka, which significantly impacted the division's sales revenues dynamics and the presentation of the revenues in the previous year. Also, a positive influence of distribution activities, mainly the film Powstanie Warszawskie, which entered Polish cinemas in May this year. In the second quarter, the segment was not involved in co-production projects. Such film projects will influence the overall result of the segment in the consecutive quarters of this year. In the second quarter, the dynamics of cinema admissions in Helios network outperformed total cinema market, which suffered a decline of 2% year-on-year. It was possible mainly due to the expansion of our network. This year, Next Film, our film distribution company, shall introduce to the cinemas two more movie productions, which are both also co-produced by Agora. Another large segment in the group is the outdoor segment, which we present on slide 9. In the second quarter, the total expenditure for outdoor advertising, as presented by the companies reporting to the Commerce Chamber of Outdoor Advertising, grew by 0.5% year-on-year. At the same time, AMS's advertising revenue growth dynamics of 2.2% outperformed total outdoor advertising market. This result should be related to the fact that AMS is the leader in city light panels and occupies a strong position in advertising on public means of transport, which was in demand from advertisers in the second quarter. As a result, AMS estimated share in the outdoor advertising expenditure, as monitored by the Commerce, by the Chamber of Commerce, stood at the level of 35% in the second quarter. In the second quarter, AMS decreased operating costs, which are down by over 3%, thanks to effective optimization actions. The company adjusted its portfolio to market requirements and successfully decreased maintenance cost per panel. The cost of promotion and marketing decreased due to lower number of non-profit commercial campaigns. The level of staff cost remained flat year-on-year. As a result, the segment closed the second quarter with a significant improvement in the operating result. EBIT grew to 5.5 million and EBITDA to almost 10 million zlotys. AMS is the market leader in non-standard campaigns and innovative advertising solutions. It constantly expands its offer for the clients. For example, in the second quarter, the company introduced urban system of paid information in Warsaw. Soon, AMS should start constructing the first bus shelters in Warsaw. This year, 180 bus shelters are to be constructed out of 1,580 included in the investment project in Warsaw, as we announced previously. Now let's move to the discussion of the results of the internet segment on page 10. In the second quarter of this year, the internet segment's revenue grew by over 14%. This is mainly the result of portal's strong reach and launching new content and advertising products. These factors led to the growth of display ad sales in Gazeta.pl portal, supported by the dynamic growth of video sales. The segment's operating costs increased by 10.8%, mainly to the growth of staff costs, which was related to the strengthening the position of segment's recruitment portals and support websites, as well as developments of Search Lab, advertising network, and acquisition of small startups ventures, which we announced previously. Segment increased its advertising expenditure to promote its real estate portal, domiporta.pl, and our recruitment portals. A dynamic boost in segment's revenue resulted in a significant improvement in the EBIT's, in the segment's operating result. EBIT grew to over 6 million zlotys and EBITDA to almost 8 million zlotys. The segments improved its margins. EBIT margin grew to almost 19% and EBITDA margin to over 22%. The websites from Gazeta.pl Group maintained their strong third position in the ranking. Segment expanded also its content offer and prepared special weekend edition of Gazeta.pl portal tailored for devices with the touch screens, as circa about 40% of users reading the weekend edition of Gazeta.pl do it on tablets and smartphones. This project was highly recognized by the users. Over 1 million of them read the content online, and the number of visits is growing. During the last weekend of July, we registered over 250,000 visits. The next operating segment is the radio segment. Total revenue of the radio segment increased by 2.2% in the second quarter, including growth of the advertising sales by 2.7% year-on-year. At the same time, the radio advertising expenditure in Poland increased by 6%. Lower growth dynamics of our radio segment is related to lower revenue from brokerage services. Operating costs of the segment increased by 3.6%, mainly as a result of the advertising campaign of Rock Radio and Radio Złote Przeboje. In 2013, most of advertising activities were postponed till the second half of the year. The growth in staff costs is related mainly to higher holiday provision and strengthening sales forces. As a result, the segment closed the second quarter with the positive result on the EBIT level of 3.3 million and EBITDA of almost 4 million zlotys. The group's music radio station and Tok FM radio increased their audience share. The change of the music format of the radio network, currently under the name of Rock Radio, positively contributed to these results. The next discussed segment is the print segment. In the second quarter, the print segment revenue amounted to 43 million and were at the comparable level in comparison to the second quarter of the previous year. Operating costs of the segment grew by almost 3%, which resulted in the decrease of the operating results of the segment on the EBITDA level amounting to 3.5 million. The main factors influencing the segment's results were competitive pressure and higher costs of production materials, including the newsprint. Before summarizing the whole presentation, certainly being focused on the business results, let me say a few words about the share buyback offer which we announced today. We summarize this information on page 13 of this presentation. As we today announced, we offered the buyback program offer for buying almost 2,800,000 own shares. It is a part of a whole buyback program resolved by the general meeting of shareholders on June 44th of this year. According to the resolution, the management board of Agora decided to conduct Agora's buyback program in two stages. The first stage was to be announced before the end of August, and we are announcing that today, whereas the second stage will be announced no later than at the end of June next year. The offer announced today includes buyback of no more than 2,779,970 shares, of which up to 2.5 million are borrowed shares and almost 280,000 are registered shares. The price for one share in this offer amounts to 12 zlotys. The acceptance of sales offers shall commence on August the 25th and will last until December the 5th. And as you can easily calculate, the company should spend up to 33.3 million zlotys to finance this offer. The entities entitled to submit offers are all shareholders of the company who own both registered or bearer shares. If the total number of shares covered by the sales offer submitted by the shareholders exceeds the number of shares offered to be purchased, we will reduce proportionally the number of shares from all the offers. And now let's briefly summarize the results of the second quarter and the whole presentation. The most important external factors which influence the group's results include growth of ad expenditure in all advertising market segments, with the exception of press and cinema, decline in the copy sales of printing press, structural changes in the media market. Our initiatives also influenced the group results. We noted an increase in revenue and improvement of profitability in majority of business segments not related to press activities. Cover price increase of Gazeta Wyborcza limited the drop dynamics of copy sales revenue of the daily. The magazine's copy sales increased. We continued to develop mobile applications and we introduced metered paywall for Gazeta Wyborcza content. How we see the rest of 2014? Advertising market expenditure should grow with the television and internet as the largest beneficiaries of this growth. The group will execute new projects in film co-production and distribution, and we should also observe growth of cinema admissions and first constructions to be implemented within the Warsaw Bus Shelter contract. and also thorough development of stop-Klatka television activities. Our operations will be influenced by execution of the first stage of the share buyback program, as announced, and further investments in the development of Agora Group, including opening of new cinemas, development of digital content of Gazeta Wyborcza, reinforcement of sales departments in the most growing segments of the ad market. Thank you for your attention. Should you have any questions concerning our results, we are more than happy to answer them. We are ready to take the questions.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Andrzej Kniga of KNG. I had a question on what you expect in terms of admissions for the second half of the year. I think you mentioned at the closure of your statement that you would expect admissions to be higher. How does that? What did you see in the third quarter so far? Because there was obviously a World Cup. It's obviously an exceptionally beautiful weather. Do you see admissions in Helios cinemas up so far in the third quarter, or is it really that you expect fourth quarter admissions to be strong for Helios?
So your remark about the beautiful weather in July this year is a good point. We see the very, very close correlation between these two factors, weather and admissions. So as you can project, the third quarter is not the best one in cinemas. But as we look at the pipeline of the films in September and in the fourth quarter, we are quite positive about that. So if we think about the total attendance for the whole year, we are positive that it should be higher than the previous year.
Thank you. And my second question is on your cash flow statement. In the second quarter alone, you actually had a pretty decent operating cash flow of 28 million zlotys, much stronger than in the first quarter. And that was driven through change in payables. There must have been an increase in payables of 25 million. That's what is there in the cash flow statement. Can you elaborate what that was related to, that increase in payables?
The increase in payables is, it's a combination of different stages of development projects and also CapEx projects in different companies in the group. So the comparison of this line quarter by quarter can be misleading, and this is mainly resulting from the fact that we are managing the payables on the project by project level. So nothing special happened in the structure. It's a simply point in time result only.
I see. And on the CapEx, 36 million in the first 6 months of the year. What would you expect that to be for the full year? I mean, I would imagine that would be kind of even higher CapEx given the spend on the bus stop project and some other investments. Am I right assuming that your second half CapEx is going to be higher than your first half CapEx?
As you surely know, we can divide our CapEx into two groups. One is replacement CapEx, which we see rather on the comparable levels to the previous years, and nothing special happens, and new projects. And talking about new projects, certainly we have two big projects in our CapEx pipeline, meaning cinemas. We are planning to open two new cinemas in the second quarter of this year, so you will see the influence of that. And the second project is certainly bus shelters in Warsaw. And as we said, we are to construct 180 bus shelters in the second quarter of this year. So it's only a 10% portion of the whole contract. So you will see that, and you can more or less calculate what's the impact on the second quarter of CapEx, second half year.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you everyone for joining our conference call. And we are today pleased to invite you to the conference call on the third quarter results, which you will hear in 3 months' time. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.